The San Jose Sharks keep the tank alive. Well, mostly anyway. They did pick up a point. They lost to Dallas. It's an interesting night. Let's get this thing going.
They seem alive.
But of course, if you want to be part of the show, you know the things to do. Do all the normal stuff. Hit the like button. Hit subscribe. Leave us a comment. Other than that, though, man, screw this. We're not goofing around with all this shit. It's me. It's Puck Guy. It's Teal Town, USA, After Dark. Puck Guy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Good evening. It's been a hell of a 25 minutes, to tell you. My apologies for, you know, as usual, I'm sure others would tell you on this podcast, you know, my internet sucks, my computer sucks, whatever. I don't give a fuck right now. Sharks lose this one 7-6. Yeah, dude. This is, you know, just when you thought, oh, geez, at least we got those 10 goal games out of the way. It couldn't get any worse. You know, it's not like having a 2-0 lead and then letting that evaporate. It's not like having a 6-3 lead and letting that evaporate to the wayside. And you have these kids, Wyatt Johnson and Stankoven, which I love the name, dude. Love the freaking name. But oh my God. Oh my God. Can we hold a freaking lead? Can we hold a fucking lead? Holy shit, man. It's like, now, as you've said before, during last few weeks, it's not that bad when we lose, you know, but at least we're entertained. This was an entertaining hockey game tonight. This was an absolute entertaining hockey game. And to see probably one of the better goaltenders in the league in Jake Oettinger, you know, give up 6 goals on 20 shots for a 700 save percentage, you're thinking you should have this game in the bag. And yet, with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, can we defend? No, nope. We can't defend. Can we make a save? No, we can't do that either. You know? They were laughing. Ian, they were laughing in the third period after Granlund, you know, misses the, you know, gives it to Duclair, and Duclair gets the shot deflected. Granlund was chirping at him. Granlund was freaking chirping at him for fraying out. You know? And it just slipped away. It just freaking slipped away. That is so unacceptable. I don't fucking get it. I really don't. But then again, this is the team that currently has 15 wins. They got a point tonight, so they're now back to number 31. I'm waiting for, like, I don't know, Ricky to say, oh, crap, the team tanked. But it's a shame we picked up 1 point. I could see that in there. You know, I see Purdy Good saying, crapping in strikes again. You know, how do we not put Krona in tonight? And Ian, I'll ask you this on the first left before we get to the recapping this 13 goal, you know, goal fest. Why not put Krona back in?
Ian? I'm sorry. So a little peek behind the curtain. We had some tech issues, so I had to scramble to set up the stream so that I can do this. I don't know if my stop. So we had to do a little role reversal, right? I gotta, like, you know, intro us in and get us going, and I knew that, like, we were switching roles. I didn't realize we were switching roles completely tonight.
Neither did I, but, you know, when you lead a game 2-0 and 6-3, you're smiling on the bench, you know, halfway through the third period, and then you just let it go to crap side with 2 rookies. And this is probably what's going to irk some other people. You see 2 kids on the Dallas Stars have, one has a 4-point night, the other one has a 5-point night, including a hat trick. And you're like, we want to see the kids. And it's like, I wish our kids could put up 5-point nights. You know, I wish, hell, I wish our kids would be up. Gushin, where are you? Bortolo, get your shit together.
Well, I don't even know. I'm just going to let you go. I'm just going to sit here. This is the easiest. I'm going to have the easiest night ever.
Oh,
I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to drink my 7-Up Zero. It's going to be great.
Oh, see, I'm on a Cherry Coke Zero Rush right now. All right. I regain composure here. 3.5 minutes in, Anthony DeClaire on the power play makes it, you know, 1-0. Then you have Fabian Zetterlund with a nice feed from Anthony DeClaire after he steals the puck, gives him a one-timer. He freaking kind of fan on it, but it still beat Ottinger somehow to make it 2-0. You're like, ooh, 2-0. All right. It's not like we've had the lead, you know, scored first, you know, recently. Oh, wait, we've done that 5 straight games.
Something like that, yeah.
And then what happened? Then Jamie Benn decided to get all Pavelski-like. Who are you trying to impress here? Come on. Really? You know, Benn gets a tip off of a Heiskanen shot to make it, you know, 2-1. And then, you know, freaking Stankoven draws 2 penalties in there to get the 2 power plays for Dallas. And, you know, when you're a penalty killer, you should just kill the penalty. But, you know, alas, no. Logan Stankoven gets the loose puck. He shoots it in, makes it 2-2 after 1 period of play. I thought, Ian, after 20 minutes, the Sharks played fairly well, even though they gave up 2 goals late in the period.
Yeah, they played okay. I mean, look at Dallas. It's funny, right? Because obviously people are giving me the gears because I spent the game basically saying that Dallas are frauds. Here's the thing with the Dallas Stars. Like, you look at this team and you look at it on paper, and it's a good team, right? You've got a good mix of young and old, like veteran guys. You got some really good veteran guys. You got some really good young guys. You know, I think like Stankoven's a player that I love. And, you know, to see him having success in the NHL is awesome. But like every time I watch this team, I'm so unimpressed by them. Like, and you look at the standings and yeah, they're up there, obviously. Like they've done really well. But every time I watch this team, I'm unimpressed. Like, a contending team, for a team that, look, and I understand that this team is a team that went to the Western Conference Final last year, too. But I don't know what it is. There's just something about this team where I just always remain unconvinced.
There is that something there, though. Even though you have Robertson, you have Rupe Hintz, you have the big Pavelski, you have Miro Heiskanen in there, Jake Ottinger, this was definitely not a typical Jake Ottinger game.
No, he was brutal far from tonight. I mean, like, what did they have? How many shots? 20 shots?
20.
He let in 6 goals? Like,
yeah.
Not a good night for Jake Ottinger at all.
It's like he got traded to the Sharks or something. My God.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, there's just something about this Dallas team that just leaves me unconvinced. And, you know, maybe, again, like, this is a team that maybe I'm just the idiot here, right? This is a team that went to the Western Conference Final last year. I thought Vegas beat them very convincingly, but they were there. I don't know, man. Like, they're a weird team, right? I mean, I like the fact that they came back and won, and you know, because obviously, like, that makes it even better, right? Because then I can come on here and I can, you know, I can get roasted in the chat, and it's fine. Honestly, it's fine. Like, I'd rather.
Yeah, you did put out a tweet earlier.
I did. Yeah, I called them frauds like all game. Because I'm just like, what is going on here? And like, you know, people are going to be like, oh, look at how they came back and they won. And then, they don't get me wrong, like, they did turn it on. But like, the fact that they were down 6-3 to this San Jose Sharks, to this team missing Logan Couture, missing Tomas Hertl, like, that's pretty sus. I don't know, man. That's my defense, right? Like, that is my defense. This team shouldn't be getting up 6 goals on anyone. Now, obviously, Anthony DeClaire's on a heater because he wants to get the hell out of here. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
No, and you just hit it right on the head. What I was thinking about all game long is that these guys just got a wake-up call because in 3 days, the trade deadline's coming, and if you want to go to a cup contender like Alexander Barabanov supposedly does, well, sure. Where are you on the frickin' stat sheet tonight, Barbie? You know,
yeah.
If you really want to do something, let's get going here, bud.
You know what? And I'm not even like, I think last year I would have been devastated to hear that he wanted out. But like this year, Like it's been such a meh season for him. And I know that there's, you know, again, with everybody. Okay, I feel like every time we have to see, this caveat of, oh, well, the injuries.
And then trade me right fucking now.
Yeah, you know what, though? Like, I was like, whatever, great. See you later. Like, oh, no. Alexander Barabanov wants out. Like, he hasn't had a good season. Someone will probably pick him up. Someone might take him, might sniff around that. I don't think he's going to get you anything, though. Like, I think last year, if someone was sniffing around, like, you could have extracted something, I think, decent. I mean, Barabanov's found money either way, so it's fine.
Right. I mean, you probably could have gotten maybe, like, a third-round pick last year. Now you're looking...
What is he getting you today? Like, a fifth? A sixth? I don't know.
Maybe a fifth. You might even get Mike Hoffman for a seventh at this rate. But then again, Elliot Friedman's saying, you know, there's no interest in any Sharks. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and Duclair's on a heater, which we knew was coming.
Time. Yeah, I mean, it's the perfect time, right?
And I was trying to put up, you know, I was doing like a jillion things at once, but, you know, I was trying to put up a graphic. I think he's got 6 goals, 3 assists for 9 points wearing Cali Finn. If there's anybody who doesn't think it's a curse.
Yeah.
It's Anthony Duclair. I mean, 6 games, 9 points.
Well, let's talk about this for. I'm so glad you brought this up because it's so.
Oh boy, now
dumb.
You're gonna get going.
Well, no, because I think it's like the difference between this and the other times where like people were talking like the difference between now and then, right? And I think this is why like this. Is this a talking point on like Sharks Facebook where all the idiots fucking go? Like, because I don't see this talking point come up, but I constantly hear it on this channel. So the difference is that when they were losing in the, you know, in the fucking stealth jerseys or whatever the fuck else, that was a good team that shouldn't have been losing, right? It was a team that was supposed to win games. They were still in a winning mode.
Yeah, and
this team is fucking terrible. It's not gonna, they could go out there, you know, they could go out there covered in fucking gold and not win anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just such a dumb...
No, I get you. I totally get it.
I don't... This is the only place where I hear this as a talking point. It's like, oh, but the you know... And I wonder, like, are we just, like, trying to, like, make this a thing so people start talking about it so we can call them idiots and from our super high fucking tower? Is that what we're doing? I don't know.
I didn't even know we had a high fucking tower.
Well, we are on a podcast, sir. We are up here and we look down at all the plebs on wherever you are, plebs, you know where you are.
What?
We look down on you.
No.
And we tell you how what's what and what's good.
No.
Yes. No, that's what I do. That is my role here.
Oh my God. I digress.
I'm here to tell you what to think.
Yeah. The Sharks had 2 different 10-game losing streaks, but the Cali Finns are bad luck from Uncle Damphy. Well, what are we at? 8 in a row now without a win? Yeah, 8
that's
in a row because bad. We're 0-6.
That's good, though. Like, I don't... Why are we mad?
It's good.
We got a loser point. And at the end of the year, when we finish second last, we're going to go, I'm going to ram with all those fucking loser points. That's the problem. Ah, oh, man, this is, like...
That was... I'm sidebar there. That was actually pretty good Scooby-Doo impersonation there. Second period, Ryan Carpenter, you know, gets it back and nice pickup on the rebound to make it, you know, 3-2. But then Wyatt Johnson gets going with his
good play by Bailey there. Like Bailey too, like that. Those guys have been like really good, right? And when you look at like, and when you grump about the Barracuda, which I do a lot on this channel,
you're not
like those guys
one.
Were supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those guys were, like, I thought when, like, they signed Ryan Carpenter and they brought Justin Bailey, and I'm like, Ryan Carpenter's captain, and Justin Bailey's going to probably really help them in the offense. And they lost them basically at the start of the season, And look at, and I don't blame them for not getting sent back down. I think they've been great. And I think those guys, that's what those guys are, right? Like, those guys are guys that can come in and play quality bottom 6 minutes.
Yep. They are doing their job. They're doing, now, if there was Couture and Hurdle on this team, these are the guys that are going to be your penalty killers to give them time to focus offensively to get things done offensively.
Yeah.
You know, and so to have that was is nice to see, you know, and to contribute like they have been. I mean, Bailey's just, I mean, talk about Bailey been absolutely
yeah, I was really
found money, like you said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, I was mad when they signed him. I'm like, you're signing Justin Bailey to a contract, so you can't, you know, to stop you from bringing up a kid. But like, man,
right?
Look at again, you know, I as much as I'm up here and you guys are all down there.
Oh my God! Stop. Those are our viewers, damn it, Ian.
No, but like, you know, sometimes us guys that are up here telling you what to think, we're wrong sometimes.
Oh my God!
Sometimes we're very wrong.
Sometimes. Okay. All right. So that made it 3-2. Wyatt Johnson makes it 3-3. You know, picks up the rebound for that. Then another power play goal from Anthony Duclair, finding, you know, finding the side of the net where nobody was looking. You know, defense. Mm-hmm. This is where head on a swivel would work if Drew was not sick tonight.
This is Hedekin's fault. Everything was going fine.
Oh my God!
That's, you know what? That's where we're going with this now.
It was one. No.
Yep. Nope. That's the new talking point. Brett Hedekin screwed us. He came on. He switched with Drew Amenda, and everything went downhill. That's why the season's gone. Because like, if just look at if someone give me stats with Drew being the color commentator, and someone give me stats with Brett Hedekin. That's what I want to know. Stat me somebody.
Ian. Oh my God, no. We're trying to do the show for the take on Saturday. Don't oh God. So Duclair makes it a power play goal to make it 4-3. Zadina ties his career high to make it 5-3. Way to see Hoffman and Addison show up on that play. You know, kudos to Zadina. He's starting to turn it up. You know, since the All-Star break as well, he had that crazy night against Calgary. You have this one tonight. You know, getting back to it earlier, I think a lot of these guys are like, okay,
I just want curses. That's all I want. I just want to talk about curses now. That's all I want to talk about.
No. But, you know, I wonder if that comment from Friedman on 32 Thoughts hit these guys a little bit where, hey, we're not being looked at for being trade pieces. Oh yeah, let's step up our game, and they show up with this. You know, you have Mikael Granlund, you know, getting a nice feed from Duclair to get Duclair's fourth point at night to make it 6-3, and then you have the Stankoven Wyatt Johnson show do their thing to get, you know, they score three goals in like less than 3 minutes to send this thing into overtime, and then freaking William Eklund and. Shout out to our friend.
Not freaking William Eklund takes a puck in the foot or the knee. I'm not sure where he took this because I tried to watch this and I like made it like I put it on my big monitor and I tried to like get our GIF up as big as I could to try and figure what the fuck happened there.
Yeah.
And I could not figure it out if it went like maybe off the inside of his foot, which hurts like a son of a bitch, by the way. Like,
I will say, and shout out to Ruben, our friend, who's at the game tonight. He got a video that he sent to me via text, and Eklund's not putting any weight on that foot at all.
Okay, so it's probably a foot then, because what I was worried about was there's two things, right? Like, there's usually like their pants are long enough, but like there's it sometimes you can get unlucky where there's a spot under above your shin pad and below your pant leg where if you take a puck there, that hurts like a son of a bitch too, because that's just fleshy, right? Like, that's super, I don't know what that would be, but it would hurt like a hell.
And then there's also
the inside of the foot, which I don't know why I'm touching the inside of my foot. You can't see me touching the inside of my foot. What am I doing? I don't know at this point.
We're all off the freaking rails.
We're completely off the rails. This show, and it's fine.
And we apologize for most of it.
And if you take like off the inside of the foot, like especially the inside, man, like that's just all fleshy. There's lots of meat there. And that hurts a lot. That hurts.
No,
like a
it's
son of a bitch.
Well, and you talk about injuries. You see that with with Eklund tonight, you know, whether if it's off a bone of a foot and everything, but you also had Zetterlin take a hard hit from Hockenpaw.
Yeah, that was a clean hit, though. I mean, that's unfortunate.
Totally. And then you also saw the cross check from Jamie Benn hit Kyle Burrows, and if you looked at their GIF, oh my goodness, Burrows was in pain for as he went down. Like, oh my god, I never seen somebody get shot like that. So, yeah, it sucks, you know. So let's.
Let's get some comments from the thing. You're gonna have to scroll. I did not set up YouTube. We did this really quick, and like for YouTube doesn't work innately in OBS for people that want to. Again, like we're apparently going under the hood of the podcast today, trying to figure out where it's gone wrong.
So the whole reason, and you know, inside hockey here,
inside hockey.
You know, we use a certain streaming software program. I updated it during the second intermission because,
what have you done?
Yeah. And next thing you know, I'm trying to hit the go live button, and the go live button wasn't there. Oh. So, yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
Then I scrambled. The program they use is called Ecamm, and it's great because everything's innately built in. OBS is like, it's like a house built of with duct tape. You just kind of tape things to it and hope to God it works properly most of the time. And so I have to do a completely separate thing to get the YouTube channel comments to show up. So if I can't bring your YouTube comment up, I apologize. We will acknowledge you. If you super chat, we will acknowledge you. Let's get to the fucking thing.
Duclair says this is the toughest loss of the season. Quote, 100%, this one stings. It's probably worse than the 10-1, 10-2 losses at the beginning of the year. You just have to win this game. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think you said it best, right? Like, this is a team that was up 6-3 and got a little bit loose, and everyone's happy. And I'm not as much as people might think that I am against happiness being the angry Canadian robot. Being anger is the only real feeling that you should feel. I think it sucks, right? Because I think that, like, when you, especially when you're like trying to get like Duclair a hat trick, and like, you know, and this, it's funny how like after that everything went super off the rails for the Sharks
and our show, yes,
and our show, and just yeah, it's you know, look at I sometimes on this show we like to mimic what the Sharks do. When the Sharks are a tire fire, we should be a tire fire too. That is the Teal Town mission. That is what we do for you. After every show, Pucknologists on Sunday, TTG whenever the hell I get around to it. These are the things that we do. When the team's a tire fire, we are a tire fire. We will tire fire for you all the time.
From David Quinn, you're up 6-3 playing good hockey. You turn over and the floodgates open. I like what we did at 6-3 and one mistake is in our net, and then feeling hits the bench. Quinn goes on to say the faceoff goal was really a kick in the ass because we just puck watched. Yep, and that's what happens with you guys. That's been happening even before the Bugner days. Quinn goes on to say there's not much to say in overtime. Eklund blocks a shot. He's on one leg, and the puck ends up on our net. I mean,
yeah, like Eklund basically like tried to move around, but he was in obvious pain. The Sharks couldn't get the puck back. You know, and it sucks. It's a shitty situation. It sucks for Eklund, who is in super obvious pain there. Apparently not putting any weight on his foot. Not a great sign. He couldn't move. Like, it was just obvious he couldn't move. Like, and, you know, I know that hockey players are supposed to break things and, you know, skate through it like men, but, you know, he was in obvious pain there. And if you've ever taken a puck off the inside of your skate, it sucks. It super fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm. It's why the Sharks many years ago went and created those skate guards, you know, to prevent the blocking shots. I don't think it still hurts, though. Yeah, no. Getting back to some of the comments, thank you, AJ, for all these.
Yeah.
Uh, Duclair, lack of, he goes on to say, lack of focus mentally. You know, going into third, leading 6-3, you have to win that game. That's unacceptable. We just found a way to lose. You know, it's rough. Kähkönen would go on and say, we had a lead, then we lost the lead, then the game went to overtime, and we lost. Okay, most obvious, most game comments ever. Kähkönen says, it's brutal. There's no words for it. It's a game we should win and build positive momentum off of. There's been a lot of tough losses over the last 2 years, and this one's the toughest.
Yeah, I don't look at it's hard to hang this. I don't want to hang this on Kähkönen because I think he faced like 40 something shots tonight.
Right.
So I don't want to like completely hang this on him because he was kind of hung out there. But I don't think he's been great as of late. Like, he's been fine, but I don't think he's been like he hasn't been as good as he's been all season. He's kind of taken a little bit of a step back, not a huge one. Like, I don't want to make this out like I'm, you know, trying to like super go after Kähkönen, because going after goalies is what I do on this show, but I don't think he's been that good
defensively,
and the team in front of him blows. Like, that's the problem. Yeah,
and there was one goal where, you know, Kähkönen was super out of position. I almost called him out for that, but at the same time, it's like that's not really his fault, because his defenseman is going for the puck carrier and leaves the back door wide open because he thought he had two Sharks going to help defend him, and they don't get caught and they don't catch up with them.
Yeah,
you know, that's the tough part. So, you know, it's frustrating. Okay, and now that I've calmed down a bit and still, you know, pissed off that, you know, my Ecamm program decided to, you know, never do a kajillion things at once, folks, and not see the program going.
Don't update in the second period is the answer there.
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, This was an entertaining hockey game, and
yeah, this game was fun. I mean, it sucks the way they lost, but they lost. Like, it sucks the way they lost. They could have done this in regulation; that would have been better.
Aaron Jackson in the chat, I love it. Crapping for Macklin, nice. That's way better than Tankini for Celebrini.
Yeah,
and definitely less graphic too. So, yeah, anything else to add, sir?
Nope. I think we've did we cover it? I think so, maybe kind of sort of, I don't know, whatever.
All right, well, they lose 7-6. They get a point, so they are now officially tied with Chicago for the fewest points in the league. You know, but, you know, the Sharks do have, why is it not loading? Oh, what else can not load on my frickin' thing right now? Yeah, so the Sharks are at 36. Chicago is at 37 or 35. I love NHL.com. You are wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, now it's loading. That's
there,
terrific.
Whatever. Oh,
yeah.
Now Skype's going to do silly Skype things.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now that it's all updated, thank you, NHL.com. Chicago's at 37 points with 63 games played. The Sharks have 21 games to go. They're at 37, so they have two games in hand on Chicago right now. 15-39-7. I mean, they should be getting close. I think if Chicago had lost in regulation, a couple of things had happened. They were technically officially eliminated. The Sharks are almost there. Unfortunately, if you were one of those souls who was thinking, "Oh, so you say there's a chance." No. So there's that. Yeah, I think that is pretty much it on this night, my friend. If you want to throw the In Case You Missed It graphic, go for it. So in case you missed anything, or you want to watch this.
Sorry, I don't. Let me do this because I don't think you can do it. I think I have you muted for this part. So.
Oh, in case you missed anything or you want to just again, check us out on TealTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher. And of course, leave a like, leave a comment if you're watching us on the replay about the nightmare that just took place in San Jose tonight as the Sharks lose the game 7-6.
It is what it is.
Ian, your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are when the Sharks do bad, it's good, but it's better if they do bad in regulation.
Yeah.
That's my final thoughts.
All right. We will be back with you Thursday as the Islanders come to town, who won tonight and had their second empty net goal of the year. Boy, howdy, that should be fun with the Islanders trying to stay in the playoff race. They're about 4 points back of Tampa for the final playoff spot. Man, these playoff races are going to be fun. If you watch more than just the Sharks for hockey-wise, it's going to be a fun last quarter of the regular season.
Yes.
So we'll see you Thursday following Sharks and Islanders. And until then, keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it real, teal. Have a great night, everyone. They are still beautiful jerseys. Good night.